It's supposed to lead to romance, and it is devoutly wished by some, a wedding. A wedding is another one of those good deals women get. The man takes a wife, the woman is given away, her family pays for the whole thing, and everyone stands around hoping she gets pregnant immediately. Pregnant? Hey, another terrific treat for the gals. A chance to gain 40 pounds, puke in the morning, walk like a duck, get sore tits, and develop a nice case of hemorrhoids. What a deal! And such attractive clothing. Plus, she can't get up off the couch without help. Well, it's her own fault. This wouldn't have happened if she'd taken her birth control pill or used her diaphragm. Notice, her pill, her diaphragm. But think of how fulfilling it can be. After all, now she has a baby. A baby she gets to practically raise alone. And if she decides to be a stay-at-home mom, she gets to cook, clean, sew, scrub, scour, wax, wash, dry, iron, do the shopping, drive the van, and entertain the guests. She's a housewife, an unpaid in-family domestic servant. Admittedly, that description is a bit more in line with the old model. The new model is so much better. She gets a fucking job so she can be bringing something in. But somehow she still winds up being an unpaid in-family domestic servant after she gets home from the job. You know, the job, where she gets paid less than men for the same work, does not rise beyond a certain level in the company, and gets harassed all day long by some oversexed moron with a lump in his pants. Probably better just to stay home, where she doesn't have to be bothered with that pesky paycheck crap, and there's none of that nonsense about Social Security, pension plans, and unemployment money in case of divorce. Just alimony and child support, if the ex-husband can be located. The ex who probably thought she was looking a little used up and dumped her for someone whose milk glands hadn't sagged yet. Can't forget those milk glands, can we, girls? Tits! Two tits! Sticking straight out of your chest. In some cases, sticking straight out. Well, for a few years, anyway. Yes, girls, just by virtue of being female, you get to walk around all your life with two vulnerable milk glands hanging out in front of you like lanterns. And if somehow you should get the idea that men don't approve of the size and shape of those milk glands, you'll find plenty of social pressure to have them artificially enhanced. Such enhancement usually will be performed and supervised by men. Here's another physical treat for females. Periods. Cramping, bloating, and bleeding 5 days a month, 15% of the time. And you can add the time spent with premenstrual syndrome, PMS. Men gave it that name. If women had named it, it would be called My Several Days of Shrieking and Crying and Depression Just Before My Several Days of Bleeding, Cramping, and Bloating. Men don't quite see it from that angle. Men experience PMS as a problem for them. What's the matter, Joey? You don't look so good. My wife's got the PMS. Here are some more special female advantages, in case you haven't had enough. Pap smears, mammograms, hysterectomies, mastectomies, miscarriages, abortions, labor pains, childbirth pain, episiotomies, stretch marks, and breastfeeding, and postpartum depression. Can't imagine why she wouldn't feel good. And just to top it all off, menopause. Menopause. More strange behavior and exciting physical sensations. And in exchange for all of this, in exchange for all this abuse from nature, what is the woman's payoff? Why, she's allowed to get into the lifeboat first. At least theoretically. How often do you think that really happens? Oh, and let's not forget, many men are quite willing to hold the door open for her. In fact, some men are quite impressed with their willingness to do this. They brag about it. Yeah, I beat the shit out of her a lot, but you know something? When she runs from one room to the other, I always hold the door open. I'll tell you what a bad deal women got. They're in the majority on this planet. And they still wound up with the shitty end of the stick. That's how big a hosing they got. Oh, and one other inequity I neglected to mention. Very unequal. But this one works in women's favor. They live longer than men. And remember, this happens in spite of all the shit they have to put up with. So who do you think is tougher? Men or women? Why don't you guess? And don't forget, women have the huge added burden of having to put up with men. Free breast examinations. As a public service, the Hell's Angels will be conducting free breast examinations this weekend at their clubhouse behind the Chrome Sprocket Bar. If you prefer privacy, the Biker's Mobile Breast Patrol will be happy to perform their services in the privacy of your bedroom. Pelvic examinations and pap tests are also available, but usually take a little longer.